Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Snitker, because I feel like when it comes down to it, the key to this season for a lot of these teams is going to have to be managing the speed bumps. And if you want a guy who's even keel, who's not going to let a lot of things like those COVID positive tests bother him, I think it's Brian Snitker. What have you noticed about him in your initial impressions of how he's handled this year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, let me just, you know, sort of build the history of sort of the managers I've been around in my career, and I'm coming from spending the last five seasons with Joe Maddon, and before that, Rick Renteria, and before that, it was Bud Black, and so I've been around some really great managers who all seem to have these even-keel personalities about them, and the same sort of high, low level, they come in even every day, right? So the clubhouse guys know what to expect out of them. And I have been blown away by Snit in the first few, you know, days and interactions I've gotten to have with him. I just think he is one of the most genuine, kind, honest managers you're going to get. And he really tells you how it is. And as far as, yeah, managing a 60-game sprint, trying to keep guys healthy, how he's going to go about doing that, he's been as transparent as possible in that you kind of have to play the cards you're dealt. And while he has told these guys, like, let's take these scrimmages and let's take these games the next couple days, sim games, and use them as much as we can to be prepared, because his thing today was, I want guys looking up on July 21 and realizing, oh crap, I need to be ready to go in 2 days. I mean, he's trying to get these guys to do the most that they can out there, and I think they know that too. I think every player knows the sense of urgency that is right now to have themselves ready in the next, you know, 15 to 20 days. So you're right. As far as, like, a manager that is going to tell you, I got a kick out of him today saying the part about, like, you know, I've never gone into a season saying, hey, guys, let's not start slow this season. I mean, there's no manager out there that's going to tell his guys that, right? But in the past, even if your guys did start slow, managers specifically, you never saw them worrying. You never saw them showing a sign of, this isn't great for our club. You couldn't read that on their body language. But this year, I don't know, you might, because the truth of it is, you get out of the gate slowly this year, and it absolutely is a problem, and it absolutely is going to change the trajectory of your 60-game season. So I thought it was kind of funny to hear him say, you know, I don't ever tell our team, like, let's get started fast, but, I mean, I think that that's assumed, and this year it better be kind of thing. So, yeah, you're right. I think that a season like this, truthfully, in all aspects, I really believe the Braves are built to succeed in the situation that is going to be the strangeness of baseball 2020.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, it's Kelly Kroll from Fox Sports, Fox Sports Southeast. You can follow her on the Twitter at Kelly_Kroll. And she'll be working with the Braves games this year with all our favorite guys up there with Fox. So, Kel, what have you heard about Austin Riley? Because to your point about, you know, okay, guys, there's really no time for a slump. Austin Riley had an amazing start, and then he really tailed off. And in this year, I mean, it's going to be next man up, I guess. As you said, there's really no time for a slump this season with 60 games.
Yeah, you're right. No, and they're going to lean on those guys. The young ones this year, they have to. I think that they're going to want to see things out of Riley. And, you know, so here I am coming into this club. You know, I've seen them from afar. I sort of know the guys that are on the radar, don't get me wrong. But I will tell you, I was really impressed with Austin Riley. He was one of the few guys that when I was down in Florida for a couple of days just trying to, you know, fast-track my way into, hey, I'm your new sideline reporter, this, this, and this, what have you been working on, you know, catch me up to speed sort of thing. Austin Riley, I really was impressed with how I think he has matured beyond his years, truthfully, in talking to the guy about how he approached this offseason, and a guy that I knew had this incredible start and then had really sort of fallen off. And I know, you know, we've all heard about the sophomore slump, and not that that's the exact analogy we would use with him, but he's a guy that certainly had to sort of reset, right, and recalibrate and figure out, now, how do I stay in this league? And to hear him talk about believing that he belongs, that I thought that that was a really important just mental hurdle for a guy, especially at his age, just to understand and truly believe that you belong. And I think he knows with the skill sets and what he's gone back to work with that, that he has a chance to make a huge impact on this team, and they're going to need him this year. And I think he is, from everything I've seen, even today, I mean, his ABs looked really good today. A lot of the guys looked good out there today. From, I was not physically there, but I was watching the video. I mean, as we're all doing the show from different places tonight, right, talking, all of us, I was watching it through my computer screen. And that's kind of how these interviews have been going, too, which is super bizarre, right, for those that don't know. The way we're doing media and talking to players and the manager these days is to tune into Zoom calls at a certain time, and you're asking questions through your computer, and they're answering you back. And even Max Fried, as he stepped up today, looking at a computer screen with, you know, 14, 20-some boxes, and the highlighted box is the person that's supposed to be talking at the time. He was like, wow, this is weird. And it is. It's weird for everybody, but we're managing and trying to figure it out as we go. But to your point on Austin Riley, I'm excited to see, and I think fans should be too, what he can bring to the table this year, with certainly more opportunities, right? He is going to see more consistent ABs and everything else, and I think that's where he could take this big step forward.
If there's one thing that dominates this division, Kelly, it is pitching. You think about the Mets with their dynamic duo, and of course you think about the Nationals with Scherzer and Strasburg. Sorokin and Fried kind of can be maybe what's next on the horizon to try and possibly dominate this division. We saw both of them today, and from what we can gather, Fried is trying to take the next step with that changeup. As far as you're concerned, what do those two guys have to do in this sprint in order to try and make things solid on the days that they pitch?
Yeah, well, I think something, and I know this is going to sound so cliche, but it was after listening to Snit say it that I thought he's so right about this, is that these young guys especially, who clearly, I mean, nobody's gone through a season like this, but these young guys who have now tried to go into a second off season, keep themselves prepared, they come back today. We kept hearing, and I saw, as did you guys, you know, Fried looked really sharp. Soroka looked really good, too. I think, you know, third inning, he kind of lost his way a little bit, if you will. But, I mean, the fact that this is their first time out, both of them looked really good. But I think what you're going to have to worry about maybe most is them pushing themselves too fast, right? And that's why Smith's already talking about piggybacking with a long, sort of a long guy. After they go, there's 3, 4, 5. You want to try and have them ready. And that's why I think the hardest thing for them just out of the gates is going to be is sort of knowing their limits. But what I'm super excited about with Max Fried is a guy I covered just, of course, last year with the Cubs, but he's made a career off of the changeup, is Cole Hamels. And I think the addition to him in this rotation is going to be fantastic for a guy like Max Fried, who, as we know, is, you know, a guy who likes to work at it, and yeah, he's already been in the ear of Cole, and Cole's trying to give him everything he can as far as try this, work on that, maybe think about this. And I think watching those two guys, two Southern California guys too, who have a similar disposition, which I think is kind of amusing, watching these two walk around and talk together. But I think that's going to be incredibly valuable for Max Fried this year. And in a way, I think if he can take things from Cole, we could see, like you said, that next big step for him. And yeah, Pulte, I just like this rotation altogether. It was tough to watch a guy like Felix Hernandez, who I thought could have been you know, somebody that would have helped out that rotation decide to opt out on this year, and I understand and I totally respect the decision he's made for he and his family. But that just offers another opportunity, right, for like a Newcomb, a Wright, a Wilson, and all of those guys. I think just the depth that the Braves have, we could see all of them being used this year. And so you're going to need solid, consistent outings from all of them across the board if they want to be where they're hoping to be come the end of September.
Well, to paraphrase Jim Rohl, she is great. Kelly Kroll giving us some great stuff, man. Again, some from afar, as best she can get the information as she's giving it to us, man. Yeah. We'll make you FOS, friend of show, and then when you come out with my partner, Carl, you can tell the stories about what Will was like at Missouri.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, we got to make sure he's not around so I can really tell you all the good stuff.
Thank you, Kel. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, guys. I hope to be talking to you soon again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.